Wisconsin is among states which provide hormone therapy for inmates who want physical characteristics of another gender, but it doesn't allow genital surgery for those diagnosed with gender identity disorder. 40-year-old Scott Conitzer, an inmate at the Wisconsin Resource Center, wants a sex change operation. His lawsuit contends that it's cruel and unusual for the state to deny it. A national group which seeks to protect the rights of transgender prisoners agrees. Alexander Lee directs the TGI Justice Project.
Even though, yes, they are prisoners, this problem of not being comfortable in your own body is not present for other prisoners who are not transgender. So, therefore, it makes prison for TGI people and transgender people a fundamentally more punishing environment.
About a dozen Wisconsin inmates have concerns about their current gender, according to Department of Corrections spokesperson Bill Clausius.
As of 2002, we had 13 inmates identified with transgender issues. Of them, three were receiving treatment. Five had been identified and diagnosed with gender identity disorder.
Both Clausius and Lee say the lawsuit filed by Conitzer, who looks female and goes by the name Donna, could be precedent-setting. Conitzer is serving time for armed robbery and stabbing another inmate. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.